Take your Bibles, turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 11. Ecclesiastes chapter 11. This is going to be one of the most unique Bible studies you've heard, I promise you. You're going to laugh when you find out the title, but I'm not telling you yet. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse number 8. But if a man live many years and rejoice in them all, yet let him remember the days of darkness, for they shall be many. All that cometh is vanity. Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thine heart, and in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou for all these things God will bring thee into judgment. Therefore, remove sorrow from thy heart, and put away evil from thy flesh. Now watch this, for childhood and youth are vanity. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. While the sun or the light or the moon or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return in the rain, after the rain, in the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble, and the strong men shall bow themselves, and the grinders cease because they are few, and they that look out the windows be darkened, and the doors shall be shut in the streets, when the sound of the grinding is low, he shall rise up at the voice of the bird, and all the daughters of music shall be brought low. Also, when they shall be afraid of that which is high, fear shall be in thy way, and the almond tree shall flourish, and the grasshopper shall be a burden. And desire shall fail, because men goeth his long home, and the mourners go about the streets. Wherever the silver cord be loosed, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern, then shall dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. Now, I'm going to talk to you tonight about signs of growing old. Signs of growing old. God talks about it here. I told you it's going to be really, really unique. But I think sometimes, and those who are entering or in their senior years, I just honestly, less than a week ago, I had somebody in my office, a senior citizen, and they were very, very worried. I opened up this passage, gave them about 2 minutes of this Wednesday night Bible study, and they said, I feel so much better. I said, good. So I want to help you. Now, I need your attention before you get too wound up here. God made man's body in the Garden of Eden to live forever. Sometimes we fail to think about that. Sin is what causes death. God originally made us to live forever. That's why there is a struggle with death. God never intended our bodies to age. Wouldn't that be nice? The aging process and sickness and feebleness and disease, all of that is a result of sin. It's not natural, it's unnatural. God did not make our body to be sick. Sin caused it. Now, God made it to where it could heal itself at most things. Now, watch this. God did not create this into our bodies. That means aging and sickness and disease. I don't believe we are sicker today than any other time in history. I just think we have far more people, and we have far more technology to know when people are sick, and sick in a certain way where people would have just died before. Now, I'm going to make some statements here. Listen carefully, because everything hinges on it. Whether you believe in modern medicine or a naturopathic route, it doesn't matter to me. Both came by sin. Whether you scrape the back of the bark from an aspen tree for a headache, or you pop two aspirin in from a bottle from Bayer. Same chemicals. Well, one's natural. Ain't no more natural than the other one is. They didn't go to Mars and get the chemicals for the lab. Whether you got the acid from the tree or you got the acid that goes into the chemicals for the aspirin, same stuff. Well, one's done in a lab, one's done by God. No, God had to curse the earth, and everything in the earth is cursed. Everybody doing okay? Now, I don't care what you choose. If you want to drink swamp water and eat tree bark, go for it. I ain't doing it. I take vitamins and different things. I get it. There's some things that help. There's some other things. I'm not doing it. When I had the accident and the tree stand broke and I shattered my heel in five pieces, I sure was glad they had modern technology and could put five screws in my heel and fix it. I'm really glad they had the wherewithal to put me out while they did it. I was even more glad that 4 weeks after surgery, the doctor said, "You do realize 40 years ago they'd cut your foot off." I'm glad we're 40 years ahead of that. I don't know about you. I'm glad I still have my foot. Now, we have to understand medicine is a result of sin. The need for the medicine. By the way, you go to any health food store you want, about two-thirds of it comes from weeds. Weeds were part of the curse. So before you, and this one really makes people mad. I'll do it anyway just for fun. Well, drink vinegar for everything. Vinegar is not natural. You can't go to nature and find vinegar. Vinegar is pre-wine. You go from juice to vinegar to wine. Everybody doing okay? It's not natural. You're not going to go to an apple tree and get vinegar out of it. You have to let the cider rot and turn to vinegar. So it doesn't occur naturally, just so you know. Everybody doing okay? Thought it'd make somebody mad. We cannot stop the aging process because we're born sinners. It's proof that we cannot be our own God and live eternally. Our bodies decaying, our bodies aging, our bodies giving out are proof we make a lousy God. God is eternal. Sin causes death, not God. We could mask and relieve some of the symptoms of aging, but we can't stop it. Everybody doing okay? Now we're going somewhere, so hang on close. For some reason, I can tell you what God said the reason was. It's called vanity. We don't want to let our fellow man know that we are aging. Now everybody listen to me very carefully here. Did you know we all age at the same speed? Just some of us are farther down the road than others. Everybody is getting older at the same rate. Whether you're a child or the oldest person in the room, and I'm not telling you who that is, because I'm not sure I could guess right now, probably Miss Linda's mom. But I ain't calling any lady aged. Amen? Can I tell you something? But it doesn't matter if you're 3 years old or 103 years old, and she's not 103 yet. I just thought I'd clarify that. Doesn't matter if you're 3 or 103, did you know you're getting old at the same rate? Just one started 100 years before you. That is the only difference. Now, look at how people, and look at the lengths that people go to cover up their age. I'm looking down, coloring people's hair. Well, I don't want anybody to see the gray. Folks, I'm glad it's gray. I don't care what color it is as long as it stays in. Amen? Turn any color it wants. Instead of wearing glasses, they want to have eye surgery. Everybody doing okay? Or they wear contacts. I don't care what you do. Well, I don't have any problem seeing. Yeah, right. You think you're not aging. Just because you can't see the calendar doesn't mean it isn't changing. Makeup. It covers a multitude of years. Amen. Cosmetic surgery. And you look at some of these, you know, you take some of these Hollywood actresses and stuff. They've had so much. Their ears are about 6 inches longer because all the skin they pulled from their face back. You think I'm kidding? I'm not. We got wrinkle cream and crow's feet cream and you name it. I mean, there's everything in the world out there to get rid of age spots. And good Lord. We somehow think we're not aging if we can cover it up and hide our weaknesses. Well, I decided a long time ago I wasn't going to be one of these people that worries about the number on the calendar of what year it is. I decided I was going to enjoy every stage of life. I enjoyed being a kid most of the time, except when I got caught. I enjoyed being a teenager. I enjoyed being a college student most of the time. I enjoyed being young, married with no kids. Then I enjoyed having one. Not much. Then two, even less. Then there was three. We're done. Three strikes, you're out. Now, wait a minute. I enjoyed being parents of children. And then I enjoyed mostly being a parent of teenagers. Parents of being parents of adults is a whole different world too. Now I'm a grandpa, a pawpaw. I love it. You say, oh, you're getting old. You can call me anything you want. I don't care. That little boy calls me pawpaw. I feel young every time he does. You say, why, preacher? Because I don't care what the number of years I've lived is. I want to live all I can in the years I've lived. Some of you are so worried about somebody thinking you're old that you're missing everything you could have in life. Growing older has weaknesses and fears attached. My wife heard this statement. I heard the statement. And I'll be honest with you, I took it to heart because it rattled me a little bit. I was sitting in the emergency room after my accident with the tree stand, and the emergency room doctor, she looked at me, she said, Pastor, you do understand this is a life-altering accident. Well, at 57 years old, you don't want to hear those statements. She said, this is very serious. This is life-altering. We were driving home, and my wife kindly reminded me. She said, are you going to obey? You did hear what she said, didn't you? I said, I did, and I'll do what I'm supposed to do. I'd like to live the rest of my ministry with a lot of energy and a lot of strength and get a lot more done. I'm not done yet. So I'll do what it takes to get better. I'll be honest with you. Those words had a little fear attached to them. It really did. The older we get, and I don't know how else to say this, so bear with me. We know the end of the path is closer than the beginning was. Y'all know what I'm talking about? The reality of the end of the path is there. and it's closer than it's ever been, and that's why there's some fear attached to getting older. I want to take, I think there's 10 things that I wrote down, maybe 11, hang on here. There's 11 things I wrote down out of Ecclesiastes 11 and 12 about growing older. Number one, God tells us childhood and youth are vanity, and he wants us all to grow up. If you read chapter 11, verses 8, 9, and 10, he talks about enjoying, oh, young man, enjoy those days. But when you get old, you're going to remember the dark days. It's not all fun and games. When I do high school graduation, I tell young people, enjoy today. It's a pat on the head from here on out. It's a kick in the seat. And boy, there's a lot of truth to that. The fun's over. The work begins. And you have to understand something. I want you to notice verse 10. Therefore, remove sorrow from thy heart, put away evil from thy flesh, for childhood and youth are vanity. Childhood and youth are a time of little responsibility. I'm going to go ahead and say some things that I wrote down here. We have too many adults who want to play like and have no responsibility like an adult. We want to spend like a kid. We want to play like a kid. We want to act like a kid. And yet we want to be treated like an adult. No, God said grow up. Quit living for vanity in childhood and youth. Now, I'm not afraid to play with my grandson. We're in this stage now where I pretend I tickle him and his mom or dad tickle him while I'm doing it on FaceTime. Now he's reaching in the phone tickling me. And I'll go, he laughs. Now, wait a second, I'm not afraid to play. But all of life is not play. You see, we have adults who don't want the responsibility of being an adult. They want to be treated like a kid. That's why you have 40-year-old kids still living at home with mommy and daddy. No, grow up and be a man, be a lady. Get out on your own and grow up. God says vanity is in the childhood and youth stage. Childhood and youth are when you can make mistakes and recover, but you don't get to make those same mistakes in adulthood. There's no do-overs. Amen? I remember what my dad said when we found out we were expecting Josh. He looked at my wife and I and said, just remember, give it your best shot. You only have one. You can't do it over again. Whew. Miss Kim, you'll like this one. It reminded me of a joke, sorry, but this black lady had about 14 kids, and the last one fell in a tar bucket. And she picked him up, looked at him, and she shoved him back in the tar bucket. She said, son, it's easier to have another one than to clean you up. Sometimes we feel that way, but it doesn't work that way. You see, in a child, in a young person, they're used to playing and school, and chores teach them habits and responsibility. I believe a child's work ought to be their chores at home and their schoolwork. Did you hear what I said? I think school ought to be their job. There's more to life than earning money. I just read this morning, there was a report out. Our public school system is failing so bad that 40% of the eighth graders in America today do not read at an average proficiency. 40% of eighth graders. Kindergartners that graduate from our school read at about a fourth grade level compared to the public schools. By the end of first grade, are reading proficiently at an eighth grade level. And they want to tell us how to run a school? Drop dead. An infant learns responsibility by playing and picking up their toys. and putting things away. My daughter's got totes for all Hudson's different toys, and his trains go in this one, and his cars and trucks go in this one, and his puzzles go in this one, and his, what do they call those? Magnetiles. That's fancy blocks, all right? Go in another one, and he's got to put them in the right ones. Can I tell you something? That's how you teach a kid responsibility. And they don't go to bed till the room's picked up. That's how it works. Now, hang on for a second here. Failing in a class is not as bad as failing at a marriage. Let's let them learn their mistakes in the classroom, and when it doesn't cost as much, but you fail on the job and somebody gets hurt and killed, that's a different level of failure. I'm for enjoying life, but not to the extent that adults act like children and children are slaves to work for their parents. I believe everybody ought to have responsibilities, but every leader should have hands and work to be done also. When my kids were growing up, my wife taught full-time much of the time. So we had a certain time where we all cleaned the house. We could get it done quick. We just divided everything up. Had two bathrooms. Everybody had their own bedrooms. We had family room, living room, and kitchen. Divide and conquer. Okay, who's doing bathrooms today? All right, I'll do them. Who's doing this room? Okay, you do it. Who's doing that room? You do it. And everybody did it, and guess what? You just don't tell them to do it. You then inspect what they did. People don't do what you expect, they do what you inspect. Either mama or daddy went through and inspected, said, you ain't done yet, get back in here. You say, why? Because it needs to be done and done right, not just done. So, God tells us that children and youth are vanity, and he wants us all to grow up and be adults. All right? Whew, number two. God says as we age, we enjoy less and less of life. Look at chapter 12, verse number 1. Remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. The older people get, the less they enjoy life. I've heard my dad say, I've turned the page on the calendar too many times. I'm hoping before long I get to go see mom. You say, why is that? Because you lose the pleasure of life. Usually this comes after retirement or because of what caused you to retire. When you lose your love for living, you're getting older. By the way, it's not sinful, it's what happens. Please don't groan at this, but look at the comparison in the last two presidents. They're only 3 years age difference. President Trump is only 3 years younger than President Biden. One has a love for life, the other one doesn't know where life is. But just so you know, President Trump's a year older than Biden was when he took office 4 years ago. There's a man who hasn't lost his zest for life. He may be as old on a calendar, but he's not as old physically. You say, why is that? Because some of us are wound up a little tighter and run a little faster, a little bit longer. Some don't. It's okay. This is why having hobbies to conquer after you retire are important. I'm going to make a statement here. I looked this up. A high percentage of men, after they retire, die within the first 3 to 5 years because they have nothing to conquer in life. They don't know how to do anything, and they die. You better start planning for when you can't work and earn a living. When my dad quit working 25, 26, 27 years ago, he had to retire early because he had a stroke on the optic nerve and he lost all the forward vision in his left eye. You don't work in heavy machinery not being able to see depth perception wise, especially when you're walking on 2x4 beams 60 feet in the air across machines. You say, why? Because you're going to die or kill somebody. But my dad went from that to building furniture and woodworking and everything else. That was his hobby. That wasn't his job. That's just something he did to play around. Say, he had something to conquer. You have to keep something before you. I don't ever plan on retiring, but if I ever have to quit pastoring, I already have plans of what I'm going to do. Say what? Absolutely nothing but hunt. No, but no, seriously, there's things I would like to do. These are people who really have nothing for which to live. You better start now making plans for retirement, and some of you better make financial plans so that you can, so you don't have to be 80 years old working at Walmart. Everybody doing okay? All right, number next. Older people, number three, have trouble sleeping at night. Look at verse number two. While the sun or the light or the moon or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain. It's talking about you get your days and your nights mixed up and you can't figure out when to sleep or what to sleep. They often knowingly or unknowingly nap during the day and then they can't sleep at night. And they're not expending as much physical energy as they once did. So their body isn't as tired physically as it used to be. So this sleep cycle is disturbed. Because we're not as physically active then our mind begins to activate and it gets all messed up. Stay busy. Keep yourself, I'm not saying that you have to run 5 miles a day when you're 80 years old. But I do think that you ought to keep busy. I watch people sit their life away. I watch people who sit in a chair, do nothing, and cut the years down on their life. They have no productivity. They're not happy. They hate life. They don't enjoy hardly anything in life because they don't do anything. If they can't do it from their chair, then I ain't doing it. Well, bless God, unless I'm strapped to the chair, I'm not sitting there all the time. You say, why? Because I plan on staying active as long as I can. Number four. The Bible says that your hands and your legs get shaky. Look at verse number three. In the days when the keepers of the house shall tremble. What's the keepers of the house? Your hands, your legs. That's how you keep things going. The older you get, the shakier you get. The more unsteady you get. The more you lose your balance. Oh, have I learned something about balance? The keepers of the house. You lose your balance more and more and get unsteady. You say, why is that? And something that I've learned is this, and I knew this portion of it, but not the rest of it. Your extremities lose circulation first, your hands and your feet. Many older people have what they call neuropathy. And that's when you start losing the feeling in things. A lot of that comes, you can get it in your hands and your feet. But a lot of it comes because of poor circulation. And that poor circulation, something I learned because my foot is going to be, it swells a lot. And they said it could take up to a year before the swelling ever stops, if it does. But Something I learned is this: the more swelled it is, the less your muscles and ligaments and tendons and nerves in your feet feel, and they don't have the microseconds to respond like you once did. Not only that, it takes longer for the signal to go from here to your brain and back because of all the swelling. Not only do you not feel it, but the time it takes for it to respond is longer. Therefore, that's why you become unsteady on your feet. I was watching something today on my phone for a second. One of these nasty Democrat senators was trying to rip into RFK, and I was watching her hold her paper while she was berating him, and she was trembling like this. Her hands, she can't hold anything still. She's a bearded old hag, and she's nasty, and her she's aging, and her body is showing it because she's trembling with her hands. Everybody doing okay? That's natural. That's not uncommon. You're not as steady as you used to be. You have to understand that that these things happen. That's why older people fall more frequently. It's not unusual. That's why you have to be careful, because if you do fall, your bones aren't as strong as they used to be and you can't handle it anymore. Boy, that's good stuff. A lot of times my dad's case, his legs are shot. But he wore steel-toed boots 12 to 16 hours a day and worked on steel and concrete floors for about 50 years. The pooling of the blood in his legs and the things in his legs, they're horrible. Say why? Because he spent too much time. He labored so hard that he ruined his legs. Be careful. Next, number 5. Look at verse 3 again. In the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble, watch this, and the strong men shall bow themselves. That means you start having back troubles. The strong men. Strong men stand up straight, but when they begin to bow, what happens? They get stoop-shouldered. You start bending over. You start not being able to pick things up because your back can't take it anymore. And once you get down, you can't get it back up. You see, God tells us this is a natural progression of aging. By the way, I don't care how strong you are, you're not going to be strong forever. If you only rely on your physical strength, you're going to have a miserable old age. The older we get, the more stoop-shouldered we get. I was watching my dad when I had him at the airport the other day getting on the plane. And for the first time, I saw his shoulders bent when he walked. I thought, ugh. The spine loses its rigidity as we age. You don't sit as straight and as tall. You bend a little bit. It's natural. Say why? Gravity takes hold. Age takes hold on this sinful carcass. Number 6. Elderly people often have teeth issues. Look at the rest of verse 3. And the grinders cease because they're few. Grinders. That's your teeth. That proves God was talking about West Virginians, amen? You know what you call 16 West Virginia women shoulder to shoulder? Full set of teeth. Anyway. Now, wait a minute. Often the older we get, sometimes our teeth get worse. Lose teeth very quickly. Break them off. The grinders, they've been overused to the point where they start falling apart. Older people sometimes struggle chewing and swallowing. Say why? Because things just don't work the way they used to. Number 7. Rest of verse number 3. And those that look out the windows be darkened. That's your eyeballs. Not only do you not see clearly, but it's not as bright as it used to. We call it now cataracts. Usually, as you get older, you'll develop cataracts. I don't plan on it. I'm a Ford. I'm going to get Lincolns instead of Cadillacs. But you'll find the older you get, the darker your vision is. You got to have more light to see things. Everybody doing okay? And because we don't do as much, we're not used to looking far out. The older people don't get out and about and walk through the woods and do this and that, and they're not looking way out. They're too concerned about what's up close. So when they have to look out a little farther, it's harder to see. Number next. Look at verse number 4. And the door shall be shut in the streets when the sound of the grinding is low, and he shall rise at the voice of the bird. And all the daughters of music shall be brought low. That means this. Noises begin to panic people. It's amazing how that the older people get, the way noises affect them. What was that? What was that? Y'all know what I'm talking about? They have a hard time sleeping, but they can hear the bird outside chirping. And it wakes them up. They get irritated at normal sounds that they don't recognize because they don't hear well. They can hear the noise, but they don't know what it is. And it creates fear. Amen? They wake up at the slightest of sounds. Things aren't as pleasant as they used to be because they don't hear it well. Music and things don't mean as much because they don't hear all the parts well. We've got to hurry. Number 9. This one I think is hilarious. Look at verse 5. And when they shall be afraid of that which is high, and fears shall be in the way. The older we get, the less we want to challenge heights. Being on ladders. You know, there was a day, you throw me on a ladder, I'll go 20, 30 feet in the air, hang out off the edge of that thing, paint and do this, that. You know, the higher I go up on a ladder these days, the less I want to hang off that thing. I'm not kidding. Now, you're looking at somebody who wasn't afraid to climb anything. And I still don't have trouble going up 12, 15 foot in a tree stand. And it doesn't bother me, but I'll tell you what, I'm using two hands. And before I go up, I'm making sure that it's not rusted and falling apart. Amen, Brother Steve. But you have to understand something. Ladders and step stools and standing on a chair. You don't do it as much at that age because you get... You're not as steady. We had something happen the other day. I was making something, didn't turn the fan on the stove and frying hamburgers, and stupid fire alarm goes off. They weren't burnt. It just too much smoke. I'd pull kitchen chair over and start pulling batteries out of smoke alarms because they're all chained together, and finally found the one to turn them all off. Now, wait a second. I'll be honest with you, when I stood on the chair, all of a sudden I thought, ooh, I hope that thing doesn't slide. I never had that thought before. But when your lander only has one out of two landers, you think about it, amen? I think, better be careful on this one. Your depth perception isn't as good as you age. The ability to see that, my dad went with my brother and sister-in-law on vacation a couple years ago out west, and they were at the Grand Canyon. And they went out on that glass deck. My dad said, I ain't doing that ever again. I said, why, Dad? He said, mm-mm. You got to understand, some of the machinery my dad worked in, he'd have 40, 50 tons of machine, and he'd have 12 inches to crawl underneath it. And there's big ram there, and so all they have to do is push one button, and he's gone. And he'd stay 10, 12, 14, 16 hours a day underneath that machine with oil dripping all over him and everything else, working on it. And he doesn't want to walk out on a don't do that. He said, once was more than enough. I ain't doing that. See, what happens? You lose that depth perception, the ability to, that it causes fear. Next, it says that the grasshopper shall be a burden. In other words, you just don't carry things very well. It doesn't take much to weigh you down. We can't handle the load we once handled. That's why you choose more trips instead of bigger loads. Or you choose not to do it at all. Then, the very last thing here that I'll touch tonight. Watch this. And desires shall fail. Because man goeth to his long home, and the mourners go about the streets. You just give up one, thanks. Very similar to verse 1. You quit wanting food. Nothing sounds good. Nothing tastes good. You quit even sometimes wanting to be around people. They bother you. I watch the senses in my dad with the dementia. It gets loud noises in restaurants. If somebody's got a small child that cries, he's about ready to come unscrewed. You say, why? Because it bothers him. And he's not angry at the child, but it's just, it hurts. He's not used to that kind of, put him in a room with the great-grandkids and he's about ready to climb the walls because he's not used to that much activity. It moves too fast. He can't keep track of it all. The desires fail. Let me say this and I'm done. No one can stop aging, but we all age at the same rate. We can often prolong how age affects us by proper planning. Let's plan not to let old age destroy us. Let's not sit our life away. Stay active physically, stay active mentally, stay active spiritually. Set new goals as an older person and work towards those goals. I didn't say your goal is going to be that of a 20-year-old. When you're 80 years old, I don't think you ought to be planning to skydive. But if you want to, go for it. But nobody's going to criticize you for not doing it at 80 years old. Everybody doing okay? We can't stop the aging, but often we don't have to let it take us over so fast. Stay active, be happy, be energetic. Be a spry elderly person, not a grumpy, lazy old coot. I wrote that down. All right? I don't want to be the grumpy, lazy old coot. I want to stay active. I want to stay happy. I want to stay doing whatever I can do. Life doesn't have to just pass you by as you sit in your rocking chair. You can be productive. God shows us in Ecclesiastes the signs of getting older. But by the way, just because you get older doesn't mean you can't do anything. Mrs. Myers can't get out and go door-to-door soul winning, but every one of those stacks of tracks that got rubber bands around them, she's done it. I wonder how many thousands of people have gotten the gospel because she decided to do something. Anybody doing all right? She got a group of old ladies together a couple times, and my mom was in that group a couple times putting tracks together like that. I guess maybe we ought to take notice. We can't do everything everybody else did as we get older, but there's still stuff we can do. God shows us the signs of getting older. Every head bowed, every eye closed, I'm done. Remember, childhood and youth are vanity. Then adults ought not try to copy children. He wants us to grow up and be adults and plan for those latter days, but let's produce while we can.